So welcome to the Transfer Electronic Newsletter. We are interviewing a student. Lois, would you introduce yourself?
My name is Lois Mbewa. I'm originally from Kenya. I came to the U.S. in 1996 to join my stepson, and I also came with my daughter Audrey, who was then close to 8 years. Previous to coming to the University of Washington, I worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, after which I resigned in 2002 and went to Seattle Central Community College, where I was for 2 years before I transferred to the University of Washington.
And I wonder if you could describe that transition to the UW. Would you call it an easy transition or a difficult transition?
I would say that my transition to the University of Washington was not particularly difficult for several reasons. One, that I realized when I registered at Seattle Central Community College that there's a lot that I did not know. First, because I didn't go to school here, and secondly, I was a returning student who had not been in school for many years. Realizing that, I worked a little bit more than average with the admission office. And then when I discovered that the University of Washington had a transfer Thursday that would help understand some of the ways and means in which I could be a successful student here at the University of Washington, that I took a lot of that advantage and came over more than 1-2 times to try and understand what was required of me to be successful at the University of Washington. Part of the reason why I really did that was because I had really made up my mind that I wanted to come to the University of Washington and not really considered any other schools that might. So I wanted to make sure that I did what it required to do in order to be successful. And so I worked with every other counselor that was helpful. In fact, I worked with James Maidu a few times here trying to ask many questions. And that has been very, very helpful in my transition to the university.
So what was the most challenging piece of the transition?
What is most challenging piece of the transition is that the admissions office or the advising office for me in Seattle Central did not particularly marry very well with the requirements of the University of Washington, and that is what I realized, that my working with the University of Washington was really helpful for me in particular, because I did not in detail understand what was the requirement to transition. And of course, there's a lot of electronic postages up there on the web where you can do degree audit and look at everything else that is required of you. But when you don't know what you don't know, then there's no way that you can really reach it. And there's no easy way that is common sense that you can just, you know, it tells you as you register which classes would transfer and would not transfer without having some understanding why those classes don't transfer. You take classes that you think you need to take, and there's not that obvious guidance. And so without having that understanding, I found that the first classes that I registered for example, in Seattle Central Community College, were not really useful for me for where my career was going to go into. And so as much as, you know, registering online is great, but sometimes when you're going back to school for the first time and at the level of a community college, you might not really know the career you want to get into. But it's really necessary and most important that you take classes that would be transferable to whichever university that you're going into. And so that was the challenge that I would say I experienced the first time through this transition.
And going to a transfer Thursday helped you with that challenge?
Absolutely, 100%. I don't think that I would have been successful at all in transitioning to the university as well as I did, because of several reasons. One of them is that once I came to the transfer Thursdays, then talking with the counselors, they identified some of the people, both the professors or maybe just different offices, that would be really helpful to talk to. So I was beginning to network into the university and getting real name contacts that I would talk to. For example, if I got a contact to go and talk with the public health office, because I was leaning more towards doing public health. So I already met, in fact, when I was at Central Community College, I met with Professor Stephen Gloyd, for example, to just kind of talk about what I was thinking about because of Transfer Thursdays. They asked me questions, and since they were asking me questions that were important for my success, I followed through with those questions and came back if I didn't understand. And I actually had their email contacts, and they were really responsive, so that was really helpful for me.
So once you got to the University of Washington, how did you adjust to the larger classes, the larger environment?
That was, I must admit, that is really challenging in terms of the fact that Seattle Central, there's a really close contact with your professors. They are smaller schools, they are smaller classes, and it's a smaller school. The University of Washington is really very large, but what is extremely helpful and has been really important for me is the professors in that class would like you to be in touch with them. I mean, they are willing, ready, and desiring to help you. The TAs are extraordinary. So for me, what I took advantage of as I had and I was getting guidance in my transition and sort of message seeking and researching was that talk to your professors, and I would guide you and I would advise anybody, be in relationship with your professors. Even though it's a very large class, they are interested in meeting with you. That has helped me in the transition of the larger classes, just being in touch with my TAs and my professors.
What was your favorite class here so far?
I have taken actually a couple of classes which have really been interesting. I loved doing anthropology of women's health, mostly because the Professor Rachel Chapman, helps the students to communicate with each other and to talk and to wrestle with very difficult subjects, you know, about race and health and such like things and economic issues that is separating different race and class. And just that the fact that we can sit down and talk about some of these very difficult topics is really helpful for me because it challenges and makes us understand where each one person is coming from and the background that is forming them. So that's been one of my very interesting classes. I've also really enjoyed being taught by Professor Jonathan Meyer and Jeremy Sappington. So I've taken a number of very, very good classes from here.
I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about what you do outside of class.
You really want to know? I don't know whether you want to know, but well, I'll make an attempt to say we might even need a couple of weeks just to talk about what I do in a regular day outside class. Besides trying to scan through my textbooks and doing my homework after class, I'm a full-time parent of a 16-year-old daughter who is with me home, Audrey Akinyi Musewe, a very good friend of mine. That means that I need to spend some time with my child. I'm also, in the recent past, just about a year or so ago, I started a non-profit organization that is based in rural Kenya. And what that non-profit organization is trying to do, and I'm the president trying to guide it into the direction in which we want to see it to go, is an organization that is looking into creative ways to help rural village that is struggling with HIV/AIDS, realizing that there's no sufficient medicine, that looking into ways that they can lead a healthy life with that fact, and looking into education, health, microcredit, financing, of course, that comes into the economic development, and education, health, and water. So I try to look at ways and means in which we can provide this for this community as we, in a very sustainable, community-based way. So this is what I do outside my classroom. And I give a lot of talks about HIV/AIDS and the experiences of AIDS among rural communities in developing nations across the country. So, for example, this coming week, I'm going to be giving a talk in Vancouver, BC, Canada, just about the same kind of thing. So I get a lot of invitations to give talks about what I do outside class.
Has the university been supportive of your nonprofit work or the fact that you're a single parent?
I wouldn't say it has directly. I have to just struggle in between to balance this. I'm actually a member of Global Health Resource Center. It's a program within the health sciences, or it's an advisory board within the health sciences. That group is sort of aware of what I do, but that's probably as far as it goes. I don't think that the University of Washington, as I see it, and I think it would be important that it builds that into its consideration, realizes that success of a student does not necessarily have to be limited without looking into who the whole student is and what do they really do. I do not think that the work that I do outside the classroom, which is my organization, is built in any small way in the person that I become fully when I graduate, so it's not considered at this point.
Mm-hmm. You are a Martin Scholar.
Yes, I am.
I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about what that means. What is the Martin Scholarship, and how did you receive it?
Martin Scholarship and Martin Foundation, that is managing the scholarship, is an extraordinary scholarship for several reasons. One of it is that the people who've been given the responsibility to look after the foundation's monies are very, very interested in their students. And the way I got to know about it was through Seattle Central. I was working very closely with their resource center there. When I learned about it, I went through the process of applying. I was shortlisted, and then I was accepted as a Martin Scholar. What's really interesting about the Martin Scholarship, more unique than any scholarship that I'd ever received, is they meet with you once every so often, and the foundation advisory board does come and to meet with the students and want to know and learn and find a ways in which they can support you. Plus, they are ready and willing to be your mentors as you grow into the student that you want to become. So that's how, if I answered what you're asking in terms of, I learned about it from Seattle Central. I went through that process. I was shortlisted, interviewed, and then accepted as one of the scholars for Martin.
And if prospective transfers wanted to know more about the Martin Scholarship, they could contact the scholarship office here at the University of Washington.
Yes, true. And also they can actually get it in their individual colleges. If they go to their advisors, or I believe is their resource centers within the university, either their financial office or some of the areas, career centers, for example, at Seattle Central, I was really closely monitoring the other scholarships. And they can get that information too. And also our the University of Washington's undergraduate scholarship office is really very, very helpful. You can actually go to their website and also pick most of the information about any scholarships that they monitor. Yeah.
So what was the one thing that you didn't know but wish you had known before coming to the UW?
One of the things that I did not know, and I wish I had known, and I advise everybody to find out, is be really careful the classes that you take.
So at
the community college level, because you might find out that some of the classes you're taking are not transferring, and you could take different classes that are transferable, which means you've actually wasted a year or so if some of the classes are only taken once a year. Mm-hmm. You need to really know, and I don't think necessarily the University of Washington, but you need to know and talk with the counseling office of the university that you're going to and get some sort of communication and take it upon yourself to do degree audits to find out and understand what are the transferable credits. If you're like myself, who wants to make sure that the classes you take can transfer and be useful for you in the next level of education, you need to do that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to do that, a student could contact the UW Office of Admissions or the Undergraduate Academic Advising Office here at the UW.
Yes, they could do that. They also need to work with the advisors and ask questions. ask the questions. If you do not know or do not understand, in fact, for me, what I did, which was really helpful after I realized the first few classes that I registered for, was there's an advisor, William, at the advising office at Seattle Central. Every time I would choose my classes and sit with him, they are there to help you. That's why they are there, and sit with him and say, I want to transfer to the University of Washington. These are the classes that I'm registering for this quarter. What do you do? What do you think? Give me your view about this. I would register for them, and then he would say, why have you considered this? This would be better for what you need to do. And you might understand it probably better than I did, but I thought to myself that to make sure that I choose the right classes that would be useful for where I wanted to go, so that I don't begin and recreate the wheel when I go to the University of Washington, was to really to take charge of my education and understand what I wanted to do and talk about it with the advising office. And I do advise everybody to make full use of the Transfer Thursdays. Go as many times as is possible for you. I mean, for the 2 years you are at the college, you can choose to go to 3-4 of those sessions within the 2 years, or 5 sessions. It's always useful, and maybe even talk with different counselors when you go for the Transfer Thursdays, because then you get different perspectives, and it's okay not to understand. Just come to listen, even if you don't understand, and you build your knowledge from there. Yeah.
Lois, thank you very much. I'm James Meadows, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, James. Appreciate it.